Today's sermon is entitled Love in Action. It's based on James chapter 3 verse 13 through chapter 4 verse 8 and on Mark chapter 9 verses 30 through 37, mainly on Mark chapter 9, 30 through 37. Love in action. What's something that you are afraid of? Well, one thing that I'm afraid of is being wrong publicly. Of course, I've been wrong many a times, and I'm pretty comfortable being wrong privately, but when I say something or do something wrong that others see clearly, I can hear them say to themselves, "The pastor was wrong." When I hear that, I get kind of upset, not at the person who sees my faults, but at myself. I understand that God forgives me and my sins and for my limitations, but I guess I'm afraid that people won't forgive me. Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about fear, how it constricts us, and how God's love frees us. And my prayer is that you'll see how our faith is so connected to our capacity to love. The greater our faith, the greater our love will be. And we'll pray that the gospel may bring you closer to greater faith, which in turn will lead you to a greater love for God and for yourself and for others. Love expresses itself in action, in caring and sharing and giving and being present for others and listening when you want to talk and forgiving even when you don't want to. We may be able to say the right words, words that encourage and teach and express our concern, but you know that old saying, talk is cheap. We need to walk the walk as well as talk the talk. And many people have a hard time walking the walk. For many, there is a disconnect between what we say and what we do, and between what we say and what we think, even. I think of how many times someone has said sorry to me, and my knee-jerk reaction is always to say, no problem. But I'm not always sincere when I say that. Sometimes I go about grumbling. I say, no problem, but clearly there still is a problem, and it's my problem because I've already told that other person, no problem. Why do I hold on to such anger for so long? Sometimes I listen to someone, and in my mind, I'm rolling my eyes and thinking, boy, this is really boring, even though it's important to the person that I'm listening to. And what about my outward actions? How are they out of sync with my words? I can look at the plight of people. I can see them suffering. And I shake my head and say, what a shame. But will I send some money or will I pick up the phone and call someone to see how I can help? I find myself quickly and easily distracted by something more personal, like web surfing or shopping. I may pray for the poor and the sick and the oppressed, but when it comes to giving of my time and money and my resources to address those needs, I stop short. Talk is cheap, and even prayer talk is cheap. That's why I often pray at God instead of to God. I know God is listening, so I offer up a lot of words to Him, and then I end my prayer so that I don't hear God necessarily say anything to me. Why? Because I'm afraid, really, of what I might hear from God. God might say something like, Matt, your words and deeds are out of sync. Matt, you're talking the talk, but you're not walking the walk. God wants us to walk the walk. He wants us to live in sync. He wants our love to be expressed clearly in our deeds. He wants our actions to be coordinated and integrated with our hearts. He wants us to live the life that God, that He created us to live. He created us in His image, and God is one who does what He does and says what he means. He is a person completely in sync. The Bible has so many stories of how God fulfills His word, of how God does what He says He's going to do. When God says He's going to do something, He does it. And if our words are not in sync with our thoughts and our deeds, how can we fix that? Well, the answer is actually build your relationship with God. Walk closer with Him. And that is a walk of faith. Faith is following God wherever He may lead. Because if we follow God, we will live lives of integrity. That's what Jesus did. He followed God in every way. And The thought of following God wherever he leads is an idea that, quite frankly, it scares us. It scared the disciples, and in today's gospel reading, Jesus has just told the disciples what God is about to do, and that he's going, and how he's going to do it, that he will, Jesus will, be betrayed into human hands and crucified and resurrected. Now, the last part sounds great. The resurrection is great. It's the road that leading to the resurrection that I'm not too keen on, the road that involves the suffering, you know, in the death. Those are two of my least favorite topics. We're afraid to walk a road that leads through suffering and death, and so we compromise our faith in God. We say, God, I will follow you almost anywhere. God, I will give you what I can afford to give you after I've paid my bills and taken the kids out for pizza and bought my lottery ticket and whatnot. You see where I'm going with this. What gets me is that, you know, God gives us everything and he only asks for 10% back, and we're reluctant to give, what, 2%? Maybe less. That's an expression of our level of faith and our level of fear, because the two are polar opposites. Those who, with faith in God, are not afraid to give, but those who lack faith are afraid to give. And those who are afraid to give are limited in their ability to love. Faith and love are integrally linked. A person of strong faith is a person who has the capacity to truly love. And a person of no faith can only give what he's not afraid of losing. And without faith, your fear is great, and therefore, how well can you love? We say we love, and it usually means that we're willing to do something for someone else. Are we able to do anything for someone else, or are we able to do everything for everyone else? That's what God's love is like, a love that doesn't spare suffering and death on a cross. And then forgiveness to everyone for all time. Jesus expresses this divine love and faith not only in God, but in us as well, by dying for us and suffering for us. Now, today is Maya's baptism, and Maya is not able to verbally express her faith in God, but all of us will confess to our faith. And it's not a faith in a cold doctrine, but in a faith in a warm, loving, living God. And we will also commit ourselves to love Maya in particular, and to love her into faith. Because you and I know that there are plenty of things in this world that we may be afraid of, but faith casts out the fear, and faith is expressed in love. So may God find in us faith that encourages others in faith, that we may walk the walk that Jesus walked and love one another fully and freely in our actions as God loves each one of us.